There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Hey there, come on, get your pudding and your pudding pants.
You know, Eddie, I can't believe we skipped 1 week because we didn't skip it. We had a pre-recorded episode because you were doing dates and we were in the middle of traveling.
Yeah.
And we just happened to miss one of the funniest weeks in the entire year.
That's how it goes.
That's how it always is, man. Because it's just crazy to just think, like, I can't believe, like, after all this time, we lost Sam Neill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we lost Sam Neill. That was really sad, you know. Yeah. That one girl died of AIDS.
Yes, yes. The one, then we had the other.
Was she from, what was it, from Moana?
No,
was that
no,
Moana
no,
died of AIDS?
Moana didn't die of AIDS. Moana didn't die. It was a different Disney chick. Oh, it was the girl from Lilo and Stitch died of AIDS.
Wow.
Lilo died of AIDS.
Oh, no, Davina Chase.
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
yeah,
the girl from
Donnie
Darko.
Oh, Donnie Darko.
The little girl from Donnie Darko.
Well, then we should have been able to guess that one.
Yeah, that was a sad movie. But what does Stitch die soon?
She also, Lilo and Stitch, died of AIDS.
Well, they both died. Wow.
No, it's the same girl.
Same chick.
Yeah, Moana did.
And then the little girl from Godzilla vs. King Kong died. A lot of little girls died.
And sadly, we lost one of the most important little girls ever.
A lady.
A true lady.
A lady. Lady G.
Hi, Mitch. Hi, it's good to see you, Mitch.
Thank you for joining me.
I'm actually kind of surprised how hot heaven can be.
I'm turning into Krang.
Crazy. Do you think they put us in the Mexico of hell?
You would think that after I died, I'd be able to talk correctly, but I cannot.
I sure hope it's Mexico, because I've certainly had a lot of serrano peppers down in my taco hole.
I
got a bit of fire down under. I didn't know chlamydia followed you past the grave.
I'm dying again.
Oh, Mitch.
Let me hold
your hand, Mitch. Let me hold your hand. Oh, no.
Oh, I just spaced out there for a second.
I was just giving you kisses while you were paused.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to piss you while you're paused.
I'll pause again then.
I gotta let you go. They need you to vote on. They need you to vote on Israel taking over America. I gotta send you back to hell.
I voted for that.
I know. I gotta send you back to Earth. Listen though, but the next time you die, you come right back to old Lady G.
Okay, they're gonna have to change the name of my state to Kentucky.
Let me first say, I just want to do something real quick. Play with your lips. I've always wanted to
stop
do that.
I'm a man.
I've always wanted
I'm
to do
man.
That.
Stop that.
I just want to say,
hey,
I never got to have
fun. I'm defenseless. Leave me alone.
It's just too bad because we got to have so many rules. And
somebody brought me up and take a picture.
Is this a eulogy right now?
Yeah, yes, it is. And I got to say, Lady G, we're going to miss you and all the joy you brought us here at Last Podcast Network. Welcome to Side Stories.
Man.
I'm Henry Sprowski. I'm sitting here with Mitch McConnell. And I gotta say, that proof of life photo they took of Mitch,
I loved it.
You know what?
You could barely see the rod in his shirt.
You know what's really nice is he, let's just be frank, before that picture,
he was Mitch.
He was looking rough.
He looked rough for the last 20 years.
But I'm saying in the last year or so, he's really looking rough.
He's falling down. How does a man without feet fall down?
Because it's easy, because he's just two sticks. He's just walking around like one of those figures from Blair Witch. But I do think it's interesting is that when they put out the new photo, because I do remember.
Sarlacc's grandfather.
Yes, right before he died, he was looking really, really bad. And then it seems that death has rejuvenated him, because in the proof of life photo that was put out with his Asian wife, who's definitely not there for prop reasons.
Oh my God, she fucking split. She's like, I don't see the reason to come back. Well, like, that was the funniest response I've ever heard from a wife when their husband had a heart attack and ended up in the hospital.
I think it's really interesting that he looks really good. So for those of you that don't know, Mitch McConnell died about a month ago.
Yes.
That's not the official news. The official news is that he had according to his office, so he's been mysteriously in the hospital for a month. Yeah. We've been talking about this. Mitch McConnell made a statement saying that he had a fall and that he is right back on his way to work.
He looks, his whole body looks like a blister.
He's a saccule of, like right now, he's a saccule of nutritionist liquid. He is not a human.
I would like, during this time, I want, during the autopsy, whenever that is, I check him for bones, because I don't think he has them.
No, I think he's made out of tofu. See, he's been MIA since June 14th, and yeah. So what they said is that he had a cardiac arrest and he was rushed to the hospital. He came out and said, that was not real, I fell down and I'm on my way to work, but...
Because EMTs are so bad at their job that they're like, oh, a slip and fall is easily a heart attack.
They don't know what's going on. But they also, we know for a fact that he was administered CPR, which is something that normally doesn't happen on a trip and fall, unless, correct, of course, you're completely unconscious. But they gave him CPR, which then would also probably preclude, which is what I've gotten from every single message, every single person I've ever spoken to about getting and receiving CPR, is that quite often when you're getting the chest compressions, it will break your sternum.
Of course, when you're, especially, they usually do. I talked to my cardiologist brother-in-law about that, and he was like, I was like, do you ever break the sternum when you're doing CPR? He's like, only if I want them to live.
Yep. And so you cut to this picture of him. So if you see this picture of him when he's on pause, right, back in the day when he was still just great at working, yeah, he obviously is, he's about to die. He is a living cancer tumor, just standing paralyzed in front of a television screen on camera. At this point, they should be putting a butterfly fucking net over his head, and they should be launching him into the shredder. But he continues to live. So he is, right now, this whole thing happened. You see this picture put out saying, oh, he's absolutely fine, and he's going to come back to work. And he's dressed in street clothes, jeans, on a hospital bed. Yeah. We see that his wife, who then jet as soon as that picture was gone, even though we have not seen a video from him.
Nothing. I haven't seen any proof that she even came home.
I am going to just go out in here, because this is a satire program here, but I am also going to say, because of my years reading, it is not AI photo. We know it's not an AI photo. What we think it is, though, it was more than likely an old photo that was taken
last time he was in the hospital.
Yes, when he actually fell last year.
She goes, we're gonna need a couple of these. All right, now change your shirt. And
you don't need, I am not even fucking joking, because they knew that this was going to be a thing.
Oh, they have the newspaper there.
Well,
if you
see Mitch McConnell, but also Mitch McConnell holding that paper is part of what makes it really interesting in this photo, is because if you zoom in on it, I have not been able to get a proper read on this photo, or a high-res enough photo in which I can actually read the words on the article.
Well,
do we
know if that picture was in the fucking
paper? Yes, people
have
already linked like the picture and the newspaper to the date it was released. Yeah. So,
but if you zoom in on it, the words turn into nonsense syllables. Like, literally, like, I cannot find a high-res enough picture in which I can zoom in and actually read the words on it.
Yeah.
That's one thing. So I think that's where I think the conspiracy theory really falls in. We know that there is a Democratic governor of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Which is why they are sitting on this, because they don't want him to appoint a Democrat as his fill-in during this time period. Even though as soon as Lindsey Graham's corpse was still hot, filled with jism, and you fill that crazy Ukrainian jism.
Oh my God.
And he literally, they put his fucking R-worded sister in there as soon as physically possible.
They really did.
She has no business doing anything.
We don't know. I've never heard of this bitch. All of a sudden, she's in charge.
Yeah, she's just some dumpy ass fucking bitch from South Carolina who's just about to ruin more people's lives. Lindsey Graham.
She has the same taste in men.
Very much so. Oh, I mean, that's the same secrets.
Yeah, Darlene is her name.
Oh,
Darlene,
yeah. I love that.
I don't want to learn her fucking
name. Fuck her ass. Yeah. But Lindsey Graham was the biggest worm in one of the biggest worms in history, in political history. He had no center. He had no soul. He had no imagination. And then when I see all of these Democrats coming out to just talk about how funny he was.
They're just trying to be classy. And it's
fuck
like, I'm sick
them.
Of it. I'm, suck, I'm sick of it, man.
Shit.
Say nothing. If you know, honestly, instead, just say nothing.
I have no respect for him. I have no respect for him. I have no respect for Mitch McConnell. I can't wait to be there screaming Baba Booey at Mitch McConnell's funeral as well.
Dude.
And I'm going to go there. I can't wait. These two sacules are the right now the only person we can depend on politically in the United States of America is the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
That is the only one moving the needle, doing the job that we need. We need Grim Reaper. I'm going to give to his super back.
Dude, I was partying in Seaside Heights with Julie for the night, taking a nice, easy day. And then she woke me up. We were hungover, of course, because, you know, we were in Seaside Heights.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sleeping in bed, and she, like, woke me up. I didn't even open my eyes. She's like, Ed, Lindsey Graham died. And without opening my eyes, I was like, good. Went back to sleep.
I was like, what? No, I went, no way. Oh, toodle-doo. No way. Not the lady himself. Because he was checking out a drone factory in Ukraine.
So what did we say about, do you think that's fishy?
No.
You don't think that Russia killed him, even though he was talking shit about Russia a day before?
Why in the living fuck would Russia need to kill a 71-year-old closeted drug addict? Like, legitimately, like, he is full-on living a high-pressure life, doing party drugs. Yeah. All of the people that so many gay sex workers came out to talk about their time with him right after his death, and no one wants to talk about the fact that, like, he was the single most compromised man in the United States government besides the president himself.
You know that Poppers is also Mitch McConnell's nickname.
No, well, it was Ladybugs.
Yeah, oh, Ladybugs. Oh, no, Lady G is...
No.
Is Ladybugs, Lindsey Graham.
Ladybugs, Ed. Do you not know?
I know Ladybugs for what? For Mitch or for Lindsey?
Lindsey Graham. So,
but I know Lady G.
No, yes. Yeah, so Lady G was one of the common nicknames of Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
The other things that he, amongst his constituency that he paid for, including the many sex workers who have seemed to have been completely supported by Lindsey Graham, like a dozen of them.
Oh, I gave to their GoFundMe. I'm really worried about them.
Me too, because what are they going to do? Because they're just going to spill all of the tea, right? And so the reason why his new nickname, Ladybugs, came out is because of a supposedly debunked confession from a sex worker that I don't think it's real, where he was getting bottoms, right, Lindsey Graham, and when he was nude and he spread himself over the bed and he spread his butthole, he had these moles on his taint that he called his little ladybugs.
Oh, cancer.
Moles, Eddie. It was a while ago at this point. It was a while ago. And so
they blow on it for good luck?
No, I think that they I think they did the thing. You remember that thing? You know when you were like fat in music class in school and you got the brr, 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 where it was just the wood thing, the honeycomb thing?
Oh, the only thing you could play? That was his taint.
Oh, but the ding ding the ding 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 ding.
Yeah, he's more like the ladybug from Bug's Life. He's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, come on in.
No, it's probably like, hi, yeah, come on me if you want. Yeah, that's fine. No one else cares if they come on me or not.
Oh man,
go ahead. Come on me. And then all you got that borscht flavor Ukrainian gay sex worker cum has to truly be so unique. Maybe just that's what killed him.
Well, maybe he actually was cleaning himself with his Disney World bubble wand.
Oh, and he was so sad. He was so sad alone in Disney World. Because, you know, I've seen so many homosexual men alone in Disney World. You'd think they'd all band together with him.
Yeah, no. I mean, as someone who's been to Disney World alone, it's great. But if Lindsey Graham was with you, he would ruin it. I think that's why he was alone at Disney World.
The problem, though, is that it doesn't sound like it, Eddie. It sounds like, actually, one-on-one, when he wasn't being a total succubant fucking whore to everything that's evil, he was actually kind of funny.
Who cares?
But I'm saying at Disney, you guys would have just been like, you'd been like, oh my God, I got the lightning lane for blah, blah, blah. Like, you would actually, honestly, I bet you him, you and Lindsay, technically, at Disney, would have a great time. Because you know he knows how to use all the apps.
Oh, you know, yeah. Well, he's got the plaid,
he's
I'm
got
sure.
All the stuff, like, you know he's doing the same shit that you do, where you guys go, because, like, Natalie's like that. You guys do the, you guys are sick. All the Disney people are sick. You got, it takes, like, 6 months of planning to have one day at that stupid ass park.
Yeah, it's fine. You just put the information in, you clock it, and you hit it.
There's nothing casual about enjoying yourself 6 months ahead of time. You can't book anything. If you don't book it 6 months ahead of time, you're not doing anything.
He's got to know the right people, know how to do it.
Like Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, Mickey Mouse. He's got all the connections.
What, is that his corpse?
He's in Space Mountain.
Oh, yeah that was a picture of him. Yeah. Cape.
That's where they're going to launch his body.
Honestly, I feel that that would be very bad debris. I think it's bad for space. I don't think he should be up there. I think he's going to get one of our guys from Russia sick.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I'm glad he's dead.
Well, finally. You know, it is really, really nice news that he's dead. And when Mitch McConnell's dead, finally, when he is dead, he's brain dead.
So there's nothing going on there.
For those of
he's been brain dead. We've watched him shut down. And by the way, you know, Bill Cosby's, you know what's going to be like, he was funny. You know, but he was funny.
Bill Cosby actually was funny. Bill Cosby's an actual comedian. We are taking away from the actual funny pedophiles when we call Lindsey Graham funny. Don't take that from Bill Cosby. That's his life. He's supposed to be, that's his main thing. When he's not raping, he's hilarious.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Same thing. Lindsey Graham, he should have been busy working instead of fucking doing material and fucking gay sex workers all the time.
If a Democrat wanted to be fucking cool, then it'd be like, Lindsey Graham passed away today. He's responsible for the deaths of thousands, maybe millions.
Yes, this is the guy that would sell, he'd sell your grandmother to Israel for fucking a penny. He would fucking, he can't wait to, he would make sure he killed every gay person that existed besides himself and his pack of whores. It's the only thing he cared about. Lindsey Graham, fucking rest in shit.
That's right, baby.
But also Mitch McConnell said the same. Mitch McConnell, he has now been...
Oh, yeah, he said...
So the... I still...
Those last words.
We also... In the United States of America, and according to, like, international standards, you know that a proof of life picture does not count?
What do you mean?
Because certain communist states, like people like Russia and these... So they famously would use... proof of life pictures and these things, and they would manipulate them. They've been since Stalin's time, right?
Yeah.
And so the idea of a proof of life picture doesn't count internationally. That's why everyone's saying, we want a video. And how hard is it to look into a camera and say, hi, my name is Mitch McConnell. This is July 21st. I'm alive. That is all you got to do. Or a video of him getting ready to come into work or getting all like anything, any single thing.
What about, is it like, all right, how about this? In the hospital, in trouble if they're lying about this?
No, everybody, no, because it's the family holding it. No, it's, see, Eddie, what we're seeing here is that what...
He's taking up a hospital room.
What the current administration is teaching every single person in authority is that unless you can have other people say there's a crime happening as well, it no longer matters. It requires the governing bodies of these places to admit that something's going on. And that's the problem. There's no independent way. The Democratic governor, I don't even know his fucking name. I don't even fucking care to know his name. He's also just sitting on his hands. He's writing strongly worded Twitter messages. He's just acting like he's some kind of girl in fucking high school.
He should show up at the fucking hospital.
If he was a real fucking man, he would be in the lobby that day saying, where the fuck is Mitch McConnell? I want to see him. Put a mirror under his nose and show me he's alive.
Where's my goddamn employee?
But no one gives a fuck. All right, no one gives a fuck. So we are sitting here waiting because no one wants to, because Democrats believe in a polite society which has been destroyed, and Republicans are literal mouth-breathing Nazis looking to destroy the very fabric of the country in order to make themselves permanently in power. They don't fucking give a fucking shit. So this guy, we already know that Laura Loomer said she heard he's brain dead. You want to believe her.
God.
There's also
it's like always the worst person you want to hear like the facts from.
But it's just the truth. We also, a lot of people are saying there's another several two different agencies. What's it? Bashir, Democratic governor Andy Bashir, the guy that is the governor of Kentucky.
Okay.
Which some people are trying to say he's going to run for president in 2028. And as far as I'm fucking concerned, if you can't fish out a dead pedophile, then you shouldn't be president either.
Also, like, what? We want the whole fucking country to be like Kentucky?
Fuck you. Fuck that.
What are you talking about?
And so we, sorry guys. Yeah, fuck that shit. And so he's saying that he's heard from several sources that McConnell is at least brain dead. He's at least sitting in a vegetative state, just rotting. And no one has the balls to do something about it.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it would be the funniest thing in the world for some nurse to take a picture and send it out to the world. It'd be really nice if someone,
her life.
Who fucking cares? I'll pay for your jail. I'll help you. If you can, if someone can leak the information, I will help you get money. Okay? I will help you get money. I will figure it out for you if you can help leak this information. Because there's no way he is going to look in better shape in that picture than he did before he went into the fucking hospital.
Impossible.
It is impossible.
They would show us him if he looked fine.
He is lying.
Of course he's lying. Well, he's incapable of lying because he's dead.
He's well, it's the only thing he's capable of, lying on the bed.
Yeah.
He is completely dead. And so someone needs to have the balls to go and push his corpse out in front of a fucking camera. All right, so can someone please go do that? And anybody, if you even think of defending any one of these guys to me, you can absolutely see yourself out.
Yes, they need to die. He needs to die.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
All right, no, so
I you know, honestly, I would blow him up.
Oh, God. I've got nothing like that whale. Just blow him the fuck up. If you want to hear other fun topics like this, go to see our live show. We're still selling the VOD of our last ever JK Ultra show.
The one in Oklahoma City at the Tower Theater. It was a lot of... Dude, I feel like it was one of our best shows.
We had so much fun.
We went a little long, too. We were riffing. We were having some fun. It was... Yeah.
We wanted to show everybody just like, you know, this is our show. It is like loose and live. And I just was so happy. The crowds were fucking great. Kane's Ballroom is legendary.
Oh, my God.
In Tulsa. If you're in the Tulsa area, see as many shows as you can.
Yeah,
at Kane's Ballroom.
Go see whatever it is. Oh, and shout out to the Church Studio for showing Henry and I around and giving us all that primo Leon Russell history. That was fucking awesome.
It truly was wonderful. And so you can go and get our last show. You can still get it, I believe, for another like week or so.
I think it's like 10 days left.
Yes.
Something like that.
LPOTL.kiswe.com, which is a weird name.
Yeah.
It is KISWE.
Yeah. So LPOTL.kiswe.com. Go watch the last JK Ultra ever. It's fucking done.
Yeah.
And then there's like add-ons and shit you could do. There's like a $5 add-on if you want to see the Q&A. And then the tour shirt is available there, which was only, we were only selling on tour.
Yes.
So check that out if you want to get that there.
And also go and subscribe to LPN TV YouTube right now. I'm doing the plug right now. I need you to go over there because Vampire the Masquerade for us, it is coming out. Season 2 is coming out very shortly, led by Marcus Parks.
Yeah.
We have a Bloodbath 77. It is going to be fucking amazing, and you're going to need to watch it for our next season as well.
Yeah, no. Yeah, just like how you love with the you're turning into Marvel.
Our stuff's better. It's an hour long of stuff. I also don't fucking, you can whatever, fuck all of you. It's the only thing you guys care about is your Easter eggs, your horse shit.
Yeah,
and none of you care about anything.
While you're over there, check out HGX2 season 2. It was fucking incredible. I'm so proud of that. I want to keep that thing moving. So watch that as well while you're over there.
Yes, absolutely.
Live from your grave.
Let's cut to some fun news. Now, this guy... This was a funny ass story that I wanted to cover that we didn't get to because we were gone.
Yes, this was. We both pulled this one aside.
I love this. Yeah. All right, so this flight instructor Leandro Andres Bertazzo, 42, he was found dead following this incident in which he jumped out of a flying plane to his death, leaving the student he was teaching to fly to land the aircraft by herself. Now that shows you, number one, incredible trust.
Yeah. I don't know if it does.
And you'd be like, listen, I have a good thought to say. You fly a plane like no one I've ever seen. And now that you fly a plane so good, I must die. For I have completed my job.
Time for the ultimate test.
Just like, just so fun. Just go like, hey, this has really been great. All right. I'll see you. So this is crazy.
He said, you know what you have to do. Carry on, were his exact words.
Yes, you know what you have to do. Carry on.
22-year-old Rosario.
Took off his headset and his seatbelt, and he opened up the door, jumped out of the plane. He was Eduardo Alvarez, director of the Flying Parrot Cordoba Flying School, where Bartazo worked, told the newspaper there are no signs that the pilot was planning to throw himself off the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then how'd he get in the plane?
Well,
he wouldn't be able to get in the plane if he was showing, if he was practicing jumping out of it while he was like sitting on the ground.
If I was a pilot teacher who was planning on killing myself, I would show no signs. That's how you get away with
that's
it.
That's the key. You want to be real subtle about it.
You want to make sure they let you take off. He even did a whole lesson right before.
He did.
And he completed the lesson. Do you think that they were like really bad? And he's like, I think this shows, it really does, that Rosario, I think this is a great advertisement for lady pilots.
Exactly.
Yes.
I think this is huge for lady pilots. I think the guy before it, you know, he's taking the lesson and the guy's like, you know, like, I'm just glad I could fly a plane unlike these stupid ass chicks. And then Bertazzo is just sitting there just like, I cannot believe I teach this man. And then it's such a bad lesson. And he's just like, God, this is just, why do I do this? If they do not learn, if they do not see, how do I continue to teach? Because, you know, like maybe the flaps fell off or some shit, or he came in sideways. And then finally he's up there with Rosario, just watching her perfectly fly. And he's like, yes, a woman can replace man. Yes, let her replace the mine. I wish her to be every mine.
Dude, jumping out of a plane's got to be the best way to do it.
What do you mean?
Kill yourself?
Yeah, why?
It takes some time. You really get to reflect while you're flying. At least you get to enjoy, like, flying down there. I think a building would be more scary. A bridge would almost be more scary. But a plane, I feel like by the time you got to the ground, you'd be like, you know what? I'm ready.
I've always wanted to do nitrogen poisoning.
Oh, yeah?
That's like one of those where you just go to sleep, don't wake up.
Is that like the suicide box or cube?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'd do.
Yeah, you like to press the buttons.
Yeah, I want
to
press the button.
I also like buttons.
I want to be able to choose the music.
Because
that's the thing. You turn on the music and it's like, Desperado, where have you gone to?
It's only Eagle songs.
Oh, yeah,
unfortunately.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, no. That was a proprietary deal that they did alongside their residency at the Sphere. They've decided, yeah, it is only the Eagles, Joe Walsh ears that are specifically dialed in for the suicide boxes. So hopefully you like, I mean, obviously running on empty is great.
Well, not if you're the suicide box.
Why?
Because, yeah, you need the nitrogen to kill the people.
Oh, I mean, you're running on empty then.
Yes.
That's Jackson Brown.
Oh, fuck.
Well, Jackson Brown wrote the song. The Eagles did the song. Really? And they, well, Jackson Brown wrote it for the Eagles, and then he did his own version.
Really?
Look it up.
Yeah. I actually do believe it.
I believe you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, not the Eagles. No, it's not the Eagles, Eddie. We were wrong.
Running on empty? Take it easy.
Take it easy.
That's what I'm thinking
about.
Okay,
all right.
Rob is correct. He outstepfathered you.
Shit! Running on empty.
Run low. That should be on there. Jackson Brown should be it's an easy addition. To the that's when you go to Suicide Box Plus, and you do their proprietary app at $79 a month. You get your own playlist of hand picked special Suicide songs like Jackson Brown's "Running on Empty,"
the loadout,
Wipeout.
Boulevard.
That's a good one. What's another good Suicide song?
Pipeline.
Oh yeah. I would also probably put
Sleepwalk. You know, it'd be nice.
Yeah, just gonna hear the noose.
Yeah.
That's great.
La Bamba?
Wow, yeah. Ba 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 da bamba. Oh, that'd be great. That'd be a fun one. It's a bit of a fiesta. That was just a fun story, because the idea of someone just mid-job, just literally just being like, you know what? I quit. You know what? This sucks. Okay. I'm gonna go see if a cloud can catch me.
Oh, man.
And then, you know what? She nailed it. And that shows Rosario was correct. And if I was at flight school, I'd immediately graduate her.
Also, of course she immediately graduates. And they only put her first name in there to protect her. Last name, she's getting every job in the world.
That's what I'm saying. Unless, of course,
she's the most hireable motherfucker ever.
What if she did a bad job pulling into the plane?
It's her first time under pressure. I'm fucking proud of her.
You know what to do. Bye bye. Lindsay! I come to see you, Lindsay!
And then she's going, bang, 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 bang. It's a fucking, it's the ground like a fucking javelin.
Oh, yeah.
That's gotta be fun.
So there's a lot of fun stuff we gotta get to here. There's the guy who cut his penis off.
Okay, this is a good story.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a great story. This, yeah. Great story. Everybody loves this one. Mm-hmm. So, again,
it takes a man.
This comes out of beautiful, beautiful Indiana. No way.
Yeah.
On May 6th, a guy was charged with arson.
They love sausage there.
They do. But the thing is that normally they don't waste it, like this guy did.
Mm.
So this guy, he was charged with arson after, and I like it's because the police had to say that he did this, that he cut off his own penis, doused it with gasoline, and lit it on fire in the garage of his mother's house, and he left it in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Which I think is, this might be the third time this happened in Fort Wayne.
Yeah. I will say, this guy showed as much poise as Rosario.
Seriously.
You cut your penis off, and you still take the time. Bleeding out the hole in your front.
Dip
it in kerosene.
Dip.
Light it on fire, and you put it in a trash can, and then you TikTok wait for the fucking cops.
Yeah, but you just, well, he ran away. Because he, obviously, he was bleeding really badly.
Yeah.
So when the cops came, he had to go to the hospital.
Immediately. Well, you could die.
Well, you know, if they fix it, right?
Yeah.
A wine cork.
Oh, wine cork. See, I thought it was they put a cigar out on it.
Oh, no. That's in Missouri. That's town of Missouri. You got to guess if you don't have insurance. His name was Christopher Payton, 36 years young. Payton, he said, he told police that he used a kitchen knife to cut off his penis while he was in the garage. So, he made enough sense there.
Oh, it says genitals. Maybe he got the nuts, too.
I don't know. You know what it is that to me, if you're cut, I think it was just the penis, because the penis looks like a wick.
Yeah. Well, it depends if it's working or not. Like,
I think balls, because balls don't pop off like two little, you know, they're coiled up stuff in there.
Well, if you got a kitchen knife, you can really hack at it and work
out.
But
I think they'd spill out. I don't think you could set fire to it. I think it'd be too liquidy. I think a penis could actually be separated enough from the liquid.
I understand what you're saying. But also, you dip it in kerosene, you set anything on fire.
Correct.
You set water on fire.
But I think it's easier to dip the severed penis in the kerosene.
Yeah.
Than just like, because I feel
so
like.
So you think he dipped, he didn't put it on top?
No, I think he dipped.
You think he dipped?
I think this is a soft serve.
Because I feel like if he dipped, he would have lit his fingers on fire.
No, not necessarily if he let go of it real fast.
He does look like a dipper.
Oh, yeah, he does. The big dipper. Look at him. Look at that little smile. You know, if you were to ask me to draw the guy who cut his penis off and set it on fire as the device is set on fire, it might be there. Only just because he's one of those that if you cut his face in half, he'd look like two different kind of guys.
He does look like there was a time when he had his shit together. I feel like this is a man who used to have everything, and now it's all gone.
That's a man that's been through several rabbit holes that has led to this. This man he weirded out everybody at January 6th.
Yeah, they're like, God, come on.
He made people angry when he showed up in Iran. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of those guys. Everywhere he goes, everyone's just like, whoa, oh, come on, guy. Whoa, let's... little bit less.
Yeah. I mean, you know, did he really hurt anybody?
Himself.
I guess the firemen had to do something.
They do. I honestly mostly feel bad for them because of how difficult this life is in general.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. If you get to the point where you got to cut off your dick and set it on fire and put it in your mom's trash can, I mean, your life's bad.
You know, I just feel like there's so many more efficient ways to do that. Oh, we're at his Facebook page.
Oh, nice.
Oh, look at that, from Fort Wayne. Yeah, look, he's got a nice little haircut. What date is that? He has that nice haircut.
22.
Oh, you said three years ago. A lot of things have been hard in the last 4 years.
Yeah, I think he used to be fine.
What was that? Is that a funny, or is your band?
Is your band Fire fucking doubt it?
Yeah, he had an AI meme on there, or some kind of meme on there.
That's pre-AI.
All right, this is Priya promises I won't get all political later. If we can trust lifeguards to save people, we can trust them to drown people they deem worthy of death. Sheriff, you're comfortable letting lifeguards be the judge, jury, and executioner. It's a funny meme.
Posted on my birthday.
Oh, well, it was for you. You guys would be real close.
That's nice.
You know, I feel like he's going to have some time to be in jail.
Yeah.
And I think that this is a really good opportunity for him to reflect upon what he's done. And now that his penis isn't there anymore, much like Takari from
Ichi the
Killer. I know
we've asked this question before. What happens? Does it just like fountain out when you pee or like...
I think
you get a receptacle or something. Like maybe they stick a little tube in there and then you go
well,
in
yeah,
the
you have to piss out a tube.
I think you got to go bag once you cut your penis off.
I think it's a second.
Rob, you ever find a penis in the plumbing? Working?
No. I was not sure what you were going to ask me right there. I was so nervous for a second.
Do you bleed to death after your... This is according to the internet. It's actually quite difficult to bleed to death from your penis hole, apparently. It's saying right here is that the problem is there are too many unknowns. Or like, I wonder if a person without knowledge and tools cuts off somebody's penis and then doesn't call an ambulance immediately. Is there a chance a person may not bleed to death within a short time?
Is this Reddit?
This is, no, this is
Ask Jeeves?
A really weird place.
Do you want to see?
Yeah.
You found the penis?
Whoa, no penis.
Well, that's not him. This is someone
that's
else.
That's just losing their penis.
Yeah, these are other people who cut their penises off.
This is Rob.
Okay,
just get it off of there.
Yeah,
Rob, I can't see that anymore.
Yeah.
That's gotta go away.
Rob can't turned wait. You gotta put that safe search on.
Oh god,
I don't know why that didn't bother me. It bothered both of you so much.
I mean, it's just
I'm just ready for my penis to go.
Maybe you're numb.
Yeah, maybe I'm bored with this boy.
According to Andrew, assuming the person is not taking anticoagulants, it's actually quite difficult to bleed to death from dismemberment of small members. Hands, feet, penis, ears, nose. Even large members, such as arms and legs, are often survivable because the body is very good at protecting itself from blood loss. For example, transected arteries will spasm and clamp off blood flow, and loss of blood will cause the body to divert blood flow away from the extremities into the vital organs, therefore slowing the bleeding and allowing it to clot. In fact, the whole shock process can be viewed as a set of defensive measures by the body to ensure survival in the face of serious injury. This is a bitter lesson learned by emergency medicine only fairly recently. And I think it's really amazing that some people were like, I can't believe I'm getting downloaded for this.
When the EMTs found him there, they asked him what his name was. He said Christopher, and they said, no, you Nick.
Ha ha, Eddie, write it down. That's a little penis mutilation humor. You can say, if you're an EMT and you come across
you can
a
use
guy,
that.
You can use that.
That one's free.
Yeah.
That one's free for you. I love my EMTs.
Make them all laugh. Yeah. Make them all laugh.
You, Nick.
You know, well, that's really all we're at. Yeah, or unique. Unique if he's from Greece. I think that this guy has got a long road ahead of him, but at the end of that road, he might just find himself loving the life that he's finally leading.
Christopher Peden can't do it no more.
Not no more. Yeah, he's going to be sitting to Peden very, very soon. Here's
not
another.
Not re-Peden, I'll tell you that much.
Absolutely not. You got one of those. So this is another funny story. I love Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Not as much as this guy.
I got one that's attached to this that I didn't clear with you, but I want to bring it up after this. I
can't wait.
Yeah.
So this takes place in Porta Potty Town, USA, Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. Kansas City.
Now, this is July 14th, the same day Mitch McConnell went down.
Oh, maybe this has got something to do with it.
It has to be. Crews with Patriot portable restrooms. They were collecting units after an event. It was for World Cup. So it's kind of an international.
Yeah.
And so the guy came out. He made a little video.
It's interesting the name of the porta potty company because most people who call themselves Patriots are full of shit.
Yep. Got him.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him. Write it down.
So
use that one, EMTs.
You have that one, too, in case you got a guy with an American flag shoved down his throat fucking choking to death without erotic asphyxiation inside a porta potty. So this guy, the guy from the porta potty place, he comes out and he makes his video. And he's like, all right, so we were closing down for the night. And I had no idea that this was even, obviously this makes sense. Before you pick up all the porta potties, you got to clear them. So he said that night, you know, they stayed overnight.
Yeah, you don't want a porta potty full of shit on the truck bed.
But no, I mean, for people.
Oh, you got to like, yeah.
You got to check to make sure. So he came up in the morning before he was loading them all up. He knocked in every one of the porta potties and he said, you know, and tried to make sure. And there was one of them was locked from the inside. I was like, hello, hey, what's going on here? And the guy's like, they're in here.
Yep.
And he's like, well, you know, you've been there all night. And so we need to get you out. All right. So he's get out. He's like, you betcha, on my way out. Right. They waited for like an hour.
An hour?
Yeah. Knocked again. They said, you got to fucking get out of here, man. We got to, we're loading it up. And he's like,
this is our plastic box.
We got to go. This is our public restroom. I do like he used restrooms. He went to go collect the restrooms, right? Yeah. He doesn't call a porta potty because I think that might be a brand.
Yeah. In Texas, they're toilets.
Toilets. So they, finally he's like, hey, can't reach the door. So you're going to, them need some help. Can't reach the door in here. And they were like, what the fuck do you mean you can't reach the door in here? So they unlocked it, right? They do the thing that they breached it. And they just see his head poking out of the toilet. He's covered in shit. And his, according to him, he told them, well, last night I dropped my Mountain Dew bottle in here. And I crawled into the bottom here to get my Mountain Dew bottle out of it. And I got stuck in here last night. And I stayed in there. Now, again, I said up top, I love Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
But I do have a feeling or something else in that bottle.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he went down there to look for it.
Mountain Poo. Mountain Doo-Doo.
Yeah, well, now it's Mountain Doo-Doo. And so the fire department had to cut him out of it.
They is that his head?
Yep. It's a do-rag. He's got a do-rag on.
Oh, my God.
That's a funny little term for it. And they had to cut a hole in it, and he was, like, refusing to come out. They, like, sawed these slats in it, and he's like, I can't come out.
Well,
they're like, you obviously can come out. And he's like, I can't fucking come out. And when they finally had to go in, and they're all covered in human shit.
Sometimes you get in somewhere, and you can't get out of it. I do understand that.
This man.
His shoulders, you know, shoulders are weird.
Let's
you
say can go this down guy.
Like this, you're right. The arms up, and then you go. Once you get in there,
I still feel like Eddie. This guy wasn't.
You think he's lying?
I think he might not
you
have been
think
helping.
He's fucking lying.
I think he might not have been helping because they cut the slats out, and he kind of does this sort of abortive, like, "Oh, I can't get out, man. Oh, I can't get out." And there were all these firemen. If you watch this whole video, they're all like, "Dude, you absolutely can fucking get out. We know you can get out." And because he wanted them to come in there and pull
grab
him out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they pulled him out, covered in human fucking shit, and then they hooked up the fire hose to fucking clean him off. So they blasted him with the fire hose.
I mean,
they cleaned him off like
honestly,
they were Michael Kramer from UHF.
I know it's disgusting, but. That must have been a little fun.
I mean, yes.
To hit a man covered in shit with a fire hose.
That's just all.
You only get to do that like 2-3 times your whole life.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a big one. Yeah, you know, I honestly would like to check that box.
We can do this. they washed him off. And, you know, I don't know what they're doing with him now.
I love the porta potty. The guy who works for Patriot Porta Potties who posted it. His name's Matt Von Swole.
Oh, yes. Yes, he is swollen.
Oh, is this him coming? Oh, like the world's worst fraggle.
No, this is the thing is that he refused.
Nah, I'm in here.
It is. He's just been like, no, I can't.
He's trying to close it.
I can't.
Oh, he's trying to close it
again? Yeah, because he knows. Yeah, I think there's a little part of him that is afraid of being arrested, which I do understand, but also, like,
I mean,
buddy,
if you like it, these are the last moments. This is what happens, like, when I walk Harley. Harley likes her walks, you know? And whenever we get close to the house, she starts dragging because she knows she's going to go home soon. I think that's what he's doing here.
Yeah.
I think he's like,
he's a lot like Harley. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, they had to take that hump off of him. He's so used to having the hump on him, he doesn't realize he doesn't have it anymore, and that's why he could fit out.
That's why he fell in. That's why he fell
into
the toilet.
He's so used to the hump.
The hump usually stops him.
Catches him, because he's done this how many times?
Yeah.
And he's used to the hump stop-dapping him before getting in there, but once the vet carved it off, because he got it done for free over there, he slid right through like he was a linguine noodle.
What's worse, this guy or the dead baby in the porta potty?
Oh, this is no dead baby. Dead baby's
much worse.
Yeah, and they are
the dead baby's sad.
Yeah,
this is aggravating.
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah,
he's like alive and fine.
This is literally a pain in the ass. The dead baby ruins your fucking life.
They are still very actively looking for the mother from that scenario, and there were several people. Like it was kind of sad. There were several people trying to identify the mother. From footage from the...
When everyone showed up fat, left skinny.
But It's literally like there's several. I saw several posts online of people being like, "This must be the lady you gave her," and I was like, I don't know. It just seems like a lady who might have lost a lot of weight. Just leave the lady alone, okay? Yeah, just, like, stop. There's no reason to single out these women. Like, they keep trying to say they're singling out women.
I'm sure at Electric Forest Festival, there's, like, multiple people there where you could be like, that must have been the dead baby.
Yeah, they're like, no, actually, no, my baby died in the hospital. You know, like, oh, no, actually, no, my baby died about a month in.
Live from your grave.
All right, so I got a similar story here. This guy didn't go to the porta potty. This comes from a Morgan Wallen concert. And this was over in Baltimore at the M&T Bank Stadium on July 18th. There was a family. They wanted to go see Morgan Wallen because, they, you know, they suck. And so they went to go to the Morgan Wallen concert. And during the concert, it was a man, his wife, and their niece. And during the concert, there was a guy behind them that was really annoying. And then they, like, you know, they're like, hey, man, you know, stop being such an asshole. And then the guy whipped out his dick and he started peeing on the whole family.
Hey.
And he says,
wanted to go see Morgan Wallen. That's what you get.
And so the wife was like, hey, I think whatever that guy's doing, it's all over my leg. And then the guy turned
that
around.
That is a true level of detachment. To just not think that anyone would ever urinate on you.
Literally, the quote is, whatever that gentleman is doing, it's on my leg.
Unbelievable. Like, not even, like, can't even. Because if she thought that it was urine,
yeah,
she'd be burst into flames.
Yeah, so the husband said, at that point, I kind of see him, like, bent over out of the corner of my eye. So I turn and look. He's got his genitalia hanging out. And he's urinating all over the back of my seat, my wife's leg, my leg, and my niece. And they don't fight him.
I would have been on top of him, punching him in the face.
So they took the high road. They went to the cops. The cops like, there's nothing we could do about it.
You deserve it.
The cops are
you
like,
all
the cops
fucking deserve it. The cops yeah, like, well, people pee, all right?
Listen, we don't know that he peed. We can only say that you said he peed, and so we have no evidence, that's so there's so nothing we can do.
Nothing I love better than
getting...
There
couldn't be more assault at a fucking Morgan Wallen concert.
That's so funny. The idea that they... Like, what I love is, like, of all the things to, like, play lawyer about, like, all of a sudden, it's just been like, did he actually piss on you or not? And they're like, I reek of piss. I'm covered in urine. It's like, that could be yours. You could have brought it in a bottle and squirted yourself with it in order to frame this gentleman. You know, yeah, the guy going, this guy looks like a normal fan of country music.
Yeah,
you know,
the cop said we physically didn't see it, so we can't arrest him.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. We all covered each other in piss and then said he did it.
Yeah, you're right. You know what I like about this is that so often you never get to see, like, the privileged experience this style of policing before, where people just don't, where they just look at you and, like, couldn't fucking care less that you're covered in urine. Like, that is
actually,
so,
don't touch me.
That's so funny because these are people that obviously they got they have money. They're like, they think that, like, the whole world's gonna fucking stop because someone's pissing on them. And these guys are just like, yeah, you know, you wouldn't believe this one time, like you're saying that this is real. Like, let's just say there was one time a fellow police officer of mine, he pranked me by putting a live doo-doo inside of my own pants while I fell asleep on my lunch break. That haunted me for the rest of my life, and I will not stand to watch a man get falsely accused again of releasing his excrement.
I had no evidence.
I had no evidence. None. And the judge had no mercy. All right, so if you think I'm going to lay it down on line for you, I'm certain you smelled like piss before you came in here, you piss-filled woman. You piss-filled whore. You fucking dirty fucking urine fucking witch.
Oh, man. You know what? The guy said, I'm the problem, the one who peed on them. That's a Morgan Wallen song. I had to look it up because I refused to know his music.
Oh, good.
It's got a lot of listens, so people might know the reference, but I refuse to listen, so no, I don't, you know, I had to do the joke like that.
He's music you punch your pregnant girlfriend to, right? Like, that's,
I believe,
like,
that's what it is. I think, actually, no, I think he's smothering music.
Got it.
No, he's smothering. He's, punching's too upbeat.
Oh, yeah, that's normally while I'm listening to Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
This is like the second time something like this has happened this month. Someone shit at a Noah Kahan concert in the crowd.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, just about their business.
Olivia Rodrigo took some shit recently because this is something that happens at concerts. There's people who are really crazy and they wear diapers and they go to the front of the stage and they don't want to leave because they don't want to lose their spot.
What
the fuck is wrong with people who are pressed against the front of the stage that refuse to leave often are covered in their own piss and shit.
Are you? No, so, not really, right?
Yes, this is real. This is something people do at, like, music festivals
New Year's
and stuff
Eve,
like that.
Everybody New had Eve. New Year's Eve at the ball drop.
Yeah. And then so Olivia
Rodrigo. I've heard that because in New York, the not allowed to leave.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, but yeah. Because once you leave, you're
what
not in front. You don't get. You're not against
wrong?
The stage anymore.
What the living
it takes
fuck
10
is...
hours sometimes just to see Olivia Rodrigo face to face.
Who gives a fucking shit?
Olivia Rodrigo complained about it in an interview, and then everyone shit on Olivia Rodrigo. I'm like, I think she has a right to say, hey, don't piss and shit yourself for my show.
I literally, I'm going to say this for last podcast on the left. If I know that you are wearing a diaper voluntarily to watch our show, I'm going to single you out. I'm going to pull you on stage, and we are going to collectively shame you unless you have an actual reason to wear the diaper. Yeah. I know I don't give a fuck. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm going to need some, I'm going to need a little doctor's note.
That is disgusting. I can't believe that. I don't refuse to believe that's real.
It's something that happens all the time.
I believe in Cash Patel's UFO dump more than I believe in that.
Yeah. The guy that Noah Kahan, who Rob was talking about, he said, if you have to poop at a show, please, dear God, go to the bathroom. I've pooped my pants as much as the next 29-year-old, but you guys got to understand there's a venue worker out there with a 1,000-yard
stale. How often are we shitting our fucking pants?
Like, that's the other part. They're like, do they just leave the diaper? And, like, make it someone else's fucking problem?
How often are we really pooping our pants into adulthood?
We need to bring the price of concert tickets down.
Or up. Maybe we gotta crank them all the way up. I have no idea. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's going on here, man. This is insane. All right. You know, we've talked about it on the show. I actively sharded myself.
But that's
once.
An accident.
I sharded once.
Really? I've done it way more than once. Your whole life? You only sharted once?
Well,
that's very impressive.
Let's just say I got to the toilet every single time. Yeah, I pretty much always, every time I've shat all over a toilet seat and I've sat in it.
I've definitely put at least
couple of times.
Two pairs of underwear in a trash can
that's
in the bathroom.
Different. That's different. That's sharting.
Yeah.
Sharting is...
It's an accident.
An accident.
It's an accident.
Shitting your pants...
On choice...
Is insane.
I imagine it's mostly pee-pee. Because I feel like shitting you can hold.
Let's also put it this way. If you're pissing, if you need to piss that bad too, take off the pants.
Take off the pants.
Take off the pants. Shit on the floor. No. Shit in.
Oh, maybe that's what happened with this guy at the Morgan Wallen concert. Maybe he just didn't want to leave his seat because he needed to hear... I don't know. Let's look up another song.
There's knuckle marks on my mom, and I put them there last night.
Yeah, whiskey glasses.
Because
I
wish I could fuck her like my father does.
Yeah, maybe he was singing I Got Better as he, as he pissed all over somebody. That was his excuse for pissing.
I got better. We got a couple.
You got worse. I got better.
I got better. Honestly, this brings us all full circle to what I wanted to talk about, where you weren't on the plane yesterday, 2 days ago, and we were coming back from, where the fuck were we just? We were just in
Oklahoma City.
And so we were coming back, and
I wasn't on the plane, and boy, are my arms tired.
That's because you were jerking off until you fell asleep.
Yeah.
I had an experience where... I try not to look, you know, but a very little girl and a very old woman went into the bathroom together.
Okay.
When they came out, I don't know who did it, but the only way to describe it is it felt like fucking Gary, what's his name? Like, it really felt like you just took the worst horrific dump of your life. Like, it was the single worst. So I was gagging.
I got one of those on the flight.
And then
me
and the other people around us were like looking at each other and just had to cover our faces with our shirts from it. Because it was
Do you think the old lady brought the little girl in there to have someone to blame?
It's diabolical.
I'm just saying, I think that little girl's fucking drink. I don't know what she's doing.
Maybe, they didn't want to leave the little girl alone.
Yeah, would she have a bunch of Irish car bombs?
So she brought her in there to take a shit because they didn't want the little girl to sit by
herself. Seen an old woman blow up a bathroom before.
Yeah. I think the old lady did it.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah. Because the little girl, I mean, how old?
I don't know.
What do you guess? 10? 8?
It was like a little kid. If it was like 13, 14. Little kid. No,
she's
14, 15. She went in with her grandmother.
Sounds like a baby.
Yeah.
Babies got stinky poop sometimes.
Oh, no, I know that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you can't leave the baby alone. You gotta hold it while you shit.
Because you gotta hold it over the toilet.
Yeah.
I know how kids work.
Man, I had an old man almost run me over for the toilet, and then I was like, hey man, you need it more than I do, you know, on the plane. And man, he did. It was a stinky one in there afterwards.
Never do that.
It was much shit like all over the side of the bowl.
Sorry, buddy,
stuff.
It is first come, first fucking serve. I don't care what the fuck you got going on there. That's where I may be mean, Eddie.
Yeah.
Because even if that was true and I knew you were going to do there ahead of me, I would absolutely cut you off because I got to go faster anyway.
Yeah. I let him go.
You're too nice.
I'm too nice. I wish I didn't. Or I wish I just held it.
If I got to pee, I'm jumping in there.
Yeah. That old man was going to die.
Hey, fucking do it already. Fucking just give up already. Leave it to the younger people.
All right, so we got more poo-poo to talk about,
okay,
right?
I got this. I have to cover this. So
how many people just turned off the fucking
I don't care. You know, like, this is what we have to cover.
It's
huge.
It's our show. It's not their show.
So there's some listener emails. Oh, we got some. Don't we have some reggae-tinged ones?
Really? You want a reggae one?
Oh, that's so nice. People listened?
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
that's
man.
So nice, man. Oh, man. I'm fucking blaze up.
Block. Sick of block.
This one's from George from Loveland, Colorado.
Jorge, please.
Jorge, yes, thank you.
All right, here you go.
Yeah. This one goes out to Tootsie. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace,
bro. Side stories.
Yeah, dude.
If I get scary,
this is what I'm talking about.
If I get gory, Henry will burp, Eddie will make a pun. That's how you know that you're having fun.
Wow.
That was unbelievable.
That was really good, man.
Thank you so much, George. Oh, my God. Hey, keep that one around, would you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was a good one.
You got it, man.
So last week, we debuted an interview we did with influencer author Alyssa Grenfell, who wrote...
She was wonderful.
She's truly wonderful. She wrote the book, How to Leave the Mormon Church. Go check it out, especially if you're trying to figure out a way to get at it. And we had a lot of fun. We just kind of had a little hangout episode where she showed us a bunch of the secret handshakes. And one of the special things that she did was she brought in the special magic Mormon underwear for me to try on,
which I didn't know existed.
Yes. And so we got to put it on. It's extremely translucent, very sexy. I looked great. And my main question to her, because my first question always, because I'm something puerile and stupid.
I will say it was the whitest you ever looked.
Thank you. I'm trying because it's so hard with this Polish skin. You know, everywhere I go, people always ask me, are you legal to vote? You know? And so my main question, obviously, was this is thin, cottony material. What is the situation with Mormon men and skid marks?
Yeah.
And Alyssa, in her truly, I'm going to say she's lucky.
Yeah.
Because she said she didn't know. And she, you know, she didn't know, and she was
too classy to answer.
Yes, but thankfully, you guys weren't, because I got so many emails about I called it, obviously.
Yeah.
Because so many of you poor ladies were forced to wash your father's and your brother's Mormon underwear
and do everything. Yeah.
And the stories, some of these make me wanna fucking.
die. Some of these really, really die, right? So some people said you can bleach them, obviously, but they eventually get brittle and they break apart. So this is one. I've been a huge fan of the show for 9 years now, and I've always wanted to write in and give my two cents on something y'all are asking about. As another former Mormon turned atheist who also happens to live in Utah currently, I can say 100% the magic underwear gets skid marked to hell by Mormon men. I grew up with two uncles who were both large, hairy men like Henry, and I don't ever remember a time their underwear wasn't skid marked. Love the shows. I was born into and raised in the church until I turned 21, and now I've been an ex-mo for 10 years. I actually was going to BYU, Idaho for a while Chad and Lori were living in Rutsburg and doing their thing, right?
Flex.
Oh, well, honestly, I'm jealous. They have soup. She had extensive experience with Mormon men and their skid marks. Most of the places I lived at had up to 8 dudes living there, most of whom had been on their missions, so they wore the underwear, and I can assure you that skid marks were a regular thing, something that was joked about upon among almost every level of men's socialization in the church, and was a widely accepted phenomenon, because it's too gay to touch your butthole.
You know, I got the easiest fix. Just make the underwear brown. Just make it brown. Skip brown fabric.
No, it just become black as coal. You know what I mean? Like, it would be worse. I just want to reach out and let you all know that Mormon men have the worst skid marks on the planet.
Whoa, I don't know about that.
I
think it's the Baptists.
I don't know. A couple of linen suits would like to argue with that, yeah. I was in boot camp with a Mormon man, and he still wore his temple garments at boot camp. In boot camp, we had something called Streak of the Week, where they stamp the underwear that are being had at laundry time, and whoever has the worst streak in their underwear would get what they call beaten, which is forced to do multiple individual workouts. Our little Mormon friend had Streak of the Week all 9 weeks of boot camp.
Oh, my God. Dude, you didn't get... I bet he was strong as fuck when he was done.
In my first duty station, no pun intended, I also had a Mormon there working with my unit when we went on deployment, and I came to find out he would walk around after work in the barracks with just his underwear, and the entire back of it was brown. The rest of it was white, and we all called him Skid. Just also about the pit stains. One thing is that the pit stains, that's actually truly gross. But the one thing also I learned is that then the problem is that you can't just throw them out. You have to ceremoniously get rid of them. So you have to cut out. There's these little magical symbols that are sewn into it that have to be cut out first, and then the whole thing has to be burned. It's fucking absolutely stupid. Another person talked about you not even just poo-poo marks and skid marks, not poo-poo marks and armpit marks. Someone says, like, I was a Mormon. I wiped vigorously because I didn't want to be disgusted about my own underwear because I watched my father. He's like, my problem was that it was white and it would collect every single little micromilliliter of pee.
Oh,
so if you had a bit of pee dangling, so he said, by the time, if you've been wearing it multiple times, no matter how many you wash it, you have a yellow patch right on top of your balls.
And plus sweat kind of turns into that too. A little bit. Yeah. So yeah, of course that's what happens.
And so basically they
become... Such bad idea.
Oh yes, and it basically becomes permanent, the skid mark's permanent, and then they eventually, they do call, what they say, they call them well-worn.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The term. That's the, Mormons always have code.
Yeah.
So, like, part of the ways they say, instead of saying shit-filled underwear, they say they're well-worn and it's time for them to be mended.
Well, how about they take some of that fucking billions of dollars and just make sure everyone's got better underwear?
Mm-hmm. I do think that they could have some of that colloidal material. Have you seen that?
No.
They have poo-poo resistant. Look up poo-poo resistant underwear.
I'm looking it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have colloidal. It's like, you know, there's fart resistant underwear.
There's diapers. What do you mean fart resistant underwear?
There is underwear.
Well, you just put like dryer sheets in your pants?
No, what it has is like a type of, it's a like a something in the fabric that collects your fart smells.
Oh, it's got to be like a spoof. Remember those when you used to have smoked weed in high school and you take a shampoo bottle and you cut the end off and you fill it with dryer sheets and you blow the smoke through that so your mom doesn't get you?
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Does anyone work within the underwear technology sector?
Dude, this is how we stop the butt sniffer.
Well, there's a problem. Butt sniffer also, he's still out there.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to say I'm sorry because that video I showed during my mandate was a butt licker.
Yeah.
Oh.
Butt licker.
Yeah, he did a little, he hit it with a little tip of his tongue where you get the... tip of your tongue where you get the sweet taste.
Yeah.
These have fart filtering underwear.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, these are pretty cool.
Yeah, fart filtering underwear.
I wouldn't wear it. I love.
You should try it.
No, I like my farts.
But then you could do something like it would be kind of cool for you. I feel like if anyone was going to test it,
we do share an office.
If there was a person that could truly test the rigor of that underwear, it would be you.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get a pair. Rob, we'll get one pair for
the I'll put it on the company
guard. Yeah,
I'll get them for the office only.
I'll put it on the company guard.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's for work.
It is for work. It is performance wear.
This thing, you get a little pad you can put on your butt.
Oh, I bet that's nice if you're sitting down too long.
It's also great for when you got the roids.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know about all that. Well,
yeah, because you know I know how you like to free bleed.
Yeah. No, I got my little tampon for my butt.
Yeah, well, that's great. You might not like it. This is what your whole life is going to look like once you hit your mid-40s, my friend.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. The pee-pee mm-hmm. leaks.
So I also got here. I got this one last little letter, which is really fun. My uncle and Gary Ridgway. During the Green River Killer Redux, it was briefly mentioned that Gary Ridgway often went to breakfast after his murders. I can confirm that the restaurant he frequented in his times, it was a Denny's. Apparently, there is an exact restaurant, but I'd like to protect the Denny's innocence. Apparently, so
there
it's
is
not,
no innocence in Denny's.
We all know, but we know he's saying the specific Denny's. He doesn't want to shout it out. I think it's the one near the Green River. So I know this because my uncle went to the same Denny's frequently enough to have irregular conversations with Gary Ridgway during his killing spree in the period of time where Gary was most active. Apparently, my uncle said. Uncle's boss even had lunch with what they called him Weird Gary. When asked about it, my uncle called Gary, he's kind of off-putting.
Yeah.
And he said he wouldn't make sense and he'd be real random. He wasn't a smart guy. Apparently, Gary also refused to talk about his day job at all, even when asked directly. My uncle didn't really think about Gary for years until he saw the guy plastered all over the front pages of the newspaper in the early 2000s. Unfortunately, as my uncle is a notorious jabberjaw, I wasn't able to interject and ask if Gary had a regular Denny's order. And if I ever find out if Gary Ridgway had a favorite Denny's menu item, I'll write back. Wow. Please do. And why is it? I mean, what would it be?
I love that he's a jibber-jabber man. Yeah, that he talks at breakfast.
Well, I mean, I get it. I love the idea of talking.
When I'm alone at breakfast, do not talk to me.
If it's in the morning, it's not the same for me. I don't think it's the same. Well, I'm going to say right here, guys, right now, straight up, I do believe that what he would do, that's a super slam.
You think so, Super Slam?
Yeah.
You know, really, I would say probably just, he seems boring to me. I think he's just two eggs, bacon, and potatoes.
You don't think Super Slam's boring?
What else is in there?
Moons over my hammy.
Moon's over. Yeah, it's too much food for Gary. He's too tiny.
You got the berry stuffed French toast slam.
He's not fat.
Plant-based pancake slam.
Berkowitz is the super slam man.
Hey, but I feel like those are the kinds that got like Marcus eats big fat boy foods when he eats. The only things he eats are extremely fat boy foods, and he only eats them like once a day. So somehow he's like, stays skinny doing that. I think Gary Ridgway might be like that, where he eats one big, super unhealthy meal every day.
I could see Gary Ridgway only eating one meal a day.
Wait, in a big, sloppy, gross meal, and then he doesn't eat for the rest of the day.
Yeah, and he's just wiry the rest of the day.
Yeah, and he's just smoking cigarettes and chewing gum and looking for prostitutes. Yeah. Like Marcus.
Got it. Got his fucking ass.
Got his ass.
He fucking knows. He's gonna love it. Left on fucking turn.
He doesn't do this show.
He doesn't fucking care, dude. He doesn't know what happens over here. That's why you gotta go patreon.com/podcastandlaugh and you can fucking listen to this ad free. I'm going to also tell you right now, we're about to also unleash with this episode a secondary side stories interview that is breaking news. From Henry Zebrowski.
I'm very excited to hear this because I wasn't around for this interview, but I can't wait.
It is a full-on Bricks and Minifigs update with the man himself, Reckless Ben, and that we'll see. It's going to show up on this feed right after the show, so go check it out and go and remember, live every day knowing for a fact that your underwear travels for you after you die.
Yeah,
Love the fact that how you treated your underwear will live and survive inside the memories of the loved ones you leave behind. And you can laugh knowing that you're up in heaven with your entire army of wives and you live on your planet. And God, my God, fucking damn it, it's great to have them all wash my shit-filled underwear up here on Uranus.
Yeah, just know you make your children wash your underwear. They will talk about your dirty underwear
for the rest
on
of
very
their
popular podcasts until they die.
Yes, because you're disgusting.
Yes.
And you gotta wash your asshole.
Mm-hmm. LPOTL.kizwe.com. Go watch JK Ultra. It's available for about one more week, maybe 8-9 days. I don't know. They'll tell you I'm there. Just go check it out. It's the last time you'll ever get a chance to see this shit. We had so much fun on the road. It 2.5 years.
Truly.
Three continents, 6 countries.
Please watch it. It is a labor of love. And we did something different this time because we didn't want it. I feel like the last time we had shot specials that they were really too tight. And I wasn't really happy with the outcome. And I think we finally, like, at least the world can finally see what our live show is really like.
Yeah.
So that you can get excited about seeing us when we come back on tour next year as a main show. Last podcast on the left. There was one thing I saw being like, there was some confusion. Nothing's happening to the podcasts or the streams.
No, why would
it's just because people don't listen.
Oh,
so
okay.
Nothing's happening to the podcast or the streams. It is just Last Podcast on the Left live show is not going to be going on tour, but Side Stories is soon, and we're going to have new dates for you.
Yeah,
we're going to be starting that in September.
No, I can't wait for that. But in the meantime, come see me. I'm on the road. EddieTunes.com for tickets. I got July 31st, Chicago. August 16th, L.A. That's Dead Men Tell Some Tales. It's our Disney show. Henry's going to show up and be with me on that one, and we're going to have a lot of fun. 9/11 and 9/12, D.C. I'm going to be in fucking D.C. on 9/11 doing shows.
Yay!
I got 4 shows over 2 days. Go see one of those.
Get them!
I'm going to be in...
Eddie, get them! 9/11 too!
I'm very excited.
Get them!
I'm going to invite all my military people out, too, for that one.
Yeah.
Milwaukee.
If you're performing outside, can you call this as an outside job?
I guess, well, I will be indoors, so it will be an inside job.
Oh, you know what we completely forgot?
What did we forget?
Is Jimothy going to be opening for you?
Oh, Jimothy. When is he... I'm sorry. That everyone needs to leave that poor thing alone. Just move him inside.
Someone needs to capture him and take care of him before somebody comes.
He needs to be in a rescue.
We can give a big old. This is like the reason why we didn't
snack.
The reason why we didn't lead with Jimothy is because the whole world has Jimothy fever right now, and I figured that you already have it. And Jimothy is a memed raccoon that has a spine fusion issue.
Yeah.
He's super short and he's cute. And the world is flipping up for him. He's a Seattle local. He's in the Bay Area. Go up there. Just go fucking.
Oh, do you think it was the toxic copper smelting of the Tacoma area that made him look like this?
Yes. And I think that someone should probably take care of him. But he is just a raccoon doing his little job. And he's got cute little hands. And the whole world loves him. And I just don't want to know who we voted for.
Yeah. September 27th, I'll be in Milwaukee, and October 4th, Denver. There's much more coming down the road.
Is Jimothy going to be in any of those dates?
He's in Seattle, but I'll reach out.
But because that's my thing, is that I'd love to, I kind of need to see you do a collab with Jimothy.
Jimothy, I think, has like hours to live. Unfortunately.
I just like, for some reason, I have this idea of Jimothy like, getting picked up by some kind of entertainment company, and then all of a sudden Jimothy is like being dragged around by some fucking like Olivia Rodrigo or something. Yeah. Like, you know, and he's just clawing at her tits, and,
yeah,
and she gets angry when she gets scratched, and then he fucking gets like he's living with MGK or something. I'm afraid for Jimothy. I don't want him to get involved in show business.
He does a great version of I Got No Strings. Yeah.
I don't want him involved. I don't think he should be corrupted by this. I think he needs to stay wherever he's at, or be put into a proper home.
He's going to go out with Morgan Wallen at the road.
Oh, no, no.
Because he
pisses
on himself, and so it works out fine.
Yeah, I wonder how his situation is. So if you see, but again, yeah, try to leave Jimothy alone if you can.
Kidnap him and give him to someone so he's just, like, taken care of.
It's one or the other. It's either leave him alone or give him to a hospital. And if not, let's just, because we all love Jimothy right now, but I just feel that the attention's going to be hard on him. Look at what it did to Kanye West. All right. I don't want it to happen to him. I don't want him to go down the fucking radicalization fucking pipeline once he realizes his dreams are not going to fully go the way he wants to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. He's going to show up and say, no, I'm on film. I act on film. You know what I mean? And they're going to be like, no, you make content now. You're
part of
this.
He doesn't even have a tail.
No.
So he wouldn't even make a good hat.
No.
Fuck that.
Make a great wallet, though. So just leave Jimothy alone, okay, if we can. Or hire him. One or the other.
All right, we love you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Hail, sweet Satan.
Hail, Jimothy.
Yeah. Yeah.